Welcome to another program of communication with George and Rita Galley.
What would it take to shake our world? What would it take to change it? There is a way, so stay tuned as Rita and I tell you just how it can happen.
Today, more than at any other time, changes are happening all around us. Although there's constant change, there must also be stability. So stay with us as we learn how a drastic change can happen in our world, and especially how it can happen to you and me.
It's a change that can shake the world. One man who was changed was Saul of Tarsus, who later became known as the Apostle Paul. He not only shook the world of his day, but his writings are an inspiration and have been used by God to convert millions of people to God.
Saul was convinced on the road to Damascus when he zealously hunted down followers of Jesus the Nazarene. But Saul got the shock of his life when he was temporarily blinded on that road and then in a most miraculous way was converted to Christ. He became the great man the Bible calls the Apostle Paul.
Measured by today's standards, Paul would have fallen short, but he was called by God to preach the word of God, no matter what the world or its standards thought of him. And in the words of Jesus, "I came to do the will of him who sent me," is exactly what Paul did.
Of the followers of Jesus, Paul rates as the greatest of the gospel writers and preachers. Physically, he was of no account, but when God called him and touched his life, he became one of those whom God used to change our world.
Vance Havner, in his book, The Secret of Christian Joy, wrote this: "If Paul were measured by the standard set by many churches, he'd fail on all counts. Yet he shook a world, and his name is stamped indelibly as the greatest of gospel preachers, and all because one day, on the Damascus Road, he turned a corner and met Jesus Christ. Jesus changes lives, and he will change anyone who will put their faith and trust in him."
You know what? Your life can be changed too. If you feel you're a failure and you don't count, then cheer up. It was for people like us that the Lord Jesus came to earth. He came to save us. The Bible says, "God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever," and that's you and me, "that whosoever believes on him should not perish but have everlasting life."
When Paul met the Lord on the Damascus Road, he asked two questions. First, "Who are you, Lord?" And second, "What will you have me to do?" The answer to the first question is, "I am Jesus Christ, the creator of the universe." And the answer to the second question, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone." They're also God's mandate to us today.
Down through the years, great servants of God experienced the Lord in their lives and obeyed him. Men like Judson of Burma, Livingston of Africa, and D.L. Moody, the great evangelist, saw a lost world. God doesn't only want adoration, he wants action. Has God challenged you? It is the will of God that we go out to a lost world and win souls for him.
If you're a Christian, then listen for the inner voice of God. He may be calling you to a ministry that you can do for him. The Bible says, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to every creature." It may be in your hometown, or it may be as a nurse or a preacher overseas. Paul wasn't disobedient to God's vision. So, like Paul, obey God. Preach the gospel to everyone.
If you would like to write to us, simply address your letter to George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. That address again, George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank 2170.